Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show on this, that is, Days of Fathers. It's Father's Day and it's the Hairy Edition.
Hairy Father's Day.
Yes.
Did you get anything?
No, did I... Did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
What did you get?
Oh, I couldn't open the door for cards. I got socks. I got a new hot water bottle. I got a pipe and, you know, everything.
Did you get those slippers for the winter with the thermal lining that you plug in?
No, but I have... Talking of slippers, I bought myself these, like, Swedish moccasins. They are so comfy.
Swedish moccasins?
Yeah, no, I got them in a shop in Whitstable.
Do you plug them in?
No, you don't need to plug them in. Oh. They're brilliant. They're brilliant. And before we had Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Which is your Paradise City, Seaman?
Oh, Buenos Aires or Sydney? Can I make my mind up?
Mm.
What about you?
Oh, Bangkok.
Oh, really?
I love Bangkok. Mm. One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. I love the food, I love the people, I love the sultry heat, the Chao Phraya River.
The
going
smell.
Up there on my dragon tail boat. Well, you don't smell that much.
You do after you've been out in the streets a while.
Yeah, a bit of fish sauce, don't ever hurt anybody.
No, it's always down the front of my tongue.
But it's the Father's Day edition.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Well, hello, fathers. And most of us at our age are...
Nearly grandfathers.
If any of my children procreate, I am going to kill them.
If any of your children haven't procreated yet, it's a miracle.
That's true.
Yes, dirty divils.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Now, it's our free recipe. It's on the Planet Rock website. It's there for you for nothing.
Nothing.
And it's from our latest book, The Hairy Dieters Go Veggie.
Veggie we've gone, Dave.
It is. It is, but you want for nothing.
No, you don't.
One thing, when we were in South India, we went vegetarian for about 6 weeks. Because the vegetarian food was so good. You've got, like, thousands of years of Hindu mams cooking with veg and spices. It's epic. And this is a sweet potato saag aloo. Aloo means potato and saag is spinach. But the sweet potato, it's less calories, it's more flavoursome. It's lovely orange with the spinach. Oh, and it's brilliant. It's nice rice.
It's great. And as Dave was saying, there's thousands of years of alchemy gone into these recipes by the very nature of where they come from. And it's amazing, this delicate spice and this big flavours. It's great, honestly, it's worth hunting it out.
It's a very satisfying little recipe, this.
It is, very much so, and it's great on the eye as well.
Oh, and it's good for your innards.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
I know I've got an email, but we do, thank you for your emails, we do read them, we love them, so keep on coming.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
definitely.
Send them to planetrock.com. And this one is from a gentleman called Dave Rose, and the subject is gel seats on bikes.
Ooh.
Hello, Hairy Bikers.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
I heard Dave and his interesting comment about Si using a gel seat. I'd be very interested to know how he gets on, because I'm off to Belgium on my Honda Shadow VT750C2SEE, and I've lashed out on an Airhawk comfort seat. You blow it up, but not hard, and they're supposed to be really good. I find out that after about an hour, I suffer from a numb bum and an irritable coccyx. I'm hoping the Airhawk will enable me to keep going until I just have to switch to reserve. Keep it coming, lads. Love the show. Dave Rose, Gloucester, but formerly of South Shields.
Oh.
Well, not the gel seats that we had on the KTMs. They were kind of come with it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. I tell you what is a top tip if you're riding long distances, and really you should discipline yourself to ride the tank out. So the good thing to do, though, is to wear really, really tight cycling shorts underneath your leathers, or quite tight underpants, because it holds your bip in place and it's a lot more comfortable. You can get out of a good tight pair of underpants, you could get 250 miles easy.
Yeah, it's just that your feet go white and feel as though they're dropping off and you
there
can't
is
feel
that.
Your feet.
Yeah, there is that.
Hey, I've seen you in cycling shorts.
It's not great.
It's
is
like
it?
The biggest black pudding in the world.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. No. It's not. It's not a sight that you would unleash on the public.
No.
Although I have numerous occasions.
You do. Yes.
No,
that'd be fair. Yeah, I've seen that on the boat across to the TT. Because you can't stand your leathers and your sights. So you'll.
Well, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
but you'll take his leather pants off. He'll be standing there in like a leather jacket, T-shirt, and cycle shorts. It's like kind of, you know, if
me boots.
Imagine if Bradley Wiggins had eaten 47,000 pies.
Oh, God. Oh, well, it's better than lederhosen and wellies, I suppose, and a crop top.
That's just your little fantasy.
Yeah, it's not quite like that. It's good. Do me God.
Anyway, what a lovely email.
Yeah, no, very nice, yes.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
David Myers, you have an email in your hand and you're ready to read it.
Yes, this email is from Julie Atkins. Julie spent J-O-O-L-I.
Julie.
Julie. Julie Atkins. Anyway, the subject is crusty bread.
Nice.
Nice. Hi, Dave. Thanks, Julie. I know that you're usually kinder than Si when discussing colouring mistakes, so please can you help me? Of course I can in that sensitive way of mine, unlike my brutish chum.
What do you mean?
No, don't be coarse.
I'm not.
I made some bread yesterday that made Planet Rock's strapline, How Hard, look soft. The bread itself was okay when you get into it, but the crust was so hard, we had to practically saw our way through it.
Idiot.
I made the 500 grams of dough in the bread maker freeze, that's fair enough, and then I baked it in the oven on 210, and it took around 55 minutes to cook through. Uh-huh. Was the oven too high? Was the bread mixed wrong, or am I just a poop cook? I think the latter because I was removed from domestic science lessons when I was at school and beginning to think they had a point. Hope you help, Julie.
Oh, just buy it, you daft bint.
P.S. By the way, you guys make my Sunday morning. Thanks. Now, Julie. Now, you say 500 grams of dough is about a pound. That's all in old money. Now, you see, 55 minutes at 210 would probably turn it into a rusk, which is why it's hard as concrete. You know, yeah, King is right.
This Greg's!
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers. And the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
I was reading about and seen some pictures recently of Ronnie Wood pushing his, you know, his babies out, age 70. But he looks brilliant.
He does look brilliant. Have you seen his wife? She's fit as fury.
Well, yeah. And he looks great.
He does look great.
70 kids. Brilliant.
How do you abuse your body that much through the 60s and 70s and then still be 70, have babies and pull nice girls?
Just massively rich.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Charisma and be a rock star. Give us an email, Si.
Just, it's from Ruth. Ruth Griffin.
Ruth.
Ruth. Recipe books is the subject. And she says, just got home from a few days away and there waiting on the mat for me was the Hairy Diet as Go Veggie. Well, thank you, Ruth.
Thanks for buying our book.
Thank you, darling. Now sitting down with a coffee to read it from cover to cover. And she loves the show. And she says, cheers, Ruth.
Oh,
well,
Ruth,
darling,
thank
that's
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What we'd like you to do is cook from it on account of It's a Cookery Book. So could you email us back when you've tried some of the amazing recipes you will find in between the covers while you have your feet up on your coffee table drinking coffee.
You see, now this is Simon King. You spend money on the book, he's nice to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's that sort of person.
Yeah.
That poor girl, poor Julie, she's got a mouthful of abuse. But you know what the answer is, Julie? Buy our book, we'll love your bread.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.